Flower friend, are you feeling overwhelmed, underpaid, and want to get your business on a path of growth and profitability? Our podcast minisodes will give you bite-sized strategies to make your business feel lighter and more profitable. Flower friend, my name is Jen, and I am so glad you're here. Hello, flower friend. This is Jen, and you are listening to the Floral Hustle Podcast. And on today's mini episode, I want to talk all about, should you start your floral business finally? Maybe you have been dreaming about this. Maybe you have like thought, oh my God, I would love to do that, but have not taken uncomfortable action to start making things happen. This happens so much in life. I mean, there are sometimes so many things that you're like, I don't know how to do it. I don't feel like I know how to do the website, or I don't know how to go and sign up with the Secretary of State. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. And you just get like so overwhelmed that you lose momentum. This can happen with anything, working out, eating healthy. It can happen with starting your floral business. But I want today to talk about like, should you actually start to pull the trigger and make things happen and start your floral entrepreneur journey today? I think some of the key things to really consider when you are considering being a business owner is your threshold for uncomfortability. And what I mean by that is like, when things are tricky, when things feel tough, when things feel harder, is that something that you can function in? Is predictability like a staple in your life? Going somewhere from 8 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday, do you feel so safe that anything outside of that feels like just debilitating? Because for some people, that just does not work. You have to be a certain kind of human to be an entrepreneur. And when I say certain kind of human, I mean like you are driven. You have a work ethic that backs being driven up. You are okay taking risks. You are okay investing in yourself because you know that investing in yourself is going to pay off. You love interacting with people. Like, I feel like that is a core trait that as a business owner, you need to have. Because if you aren't wanting to interact with humans, especially in a floral industry, are people that you need to interact with to sell your products. If it's a different kind of business, that might be somewhat more flexible because maybe you're selling B2B and you're only talking with one person. We are talking to many people often. And with that, you have to have a comfortability level of, you know, I like to build rapport. I like selling to people. Most creative business owners are introverts, but I truly believe you can be an introvert and have a successful business. You just need to get a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, because there's that part where you're not really, you know, you're in your studio and you're making all these things. That is where like that introvert can really thrive. But when you are in front of a customer, you need to have your game face on. You need to have your networking. You need to have that lovable, huggable persona that is making them want to choose you as their wedding florist. When you answer the phone to take a daily deliveries order, like you need to have a little bit of charisma that's like exudes confidence, exudes like, hey, you should trust me with this flower order. And without that, like things aren't going to move forward. You need like wanting some interaction in your life to be able to push this forward. You also need to understand like things don't happen overnight. So you have to have patience. If you are a person who understands it takes time to build a business, then this probably is for you if you are willing to do the work. I have coached people who have been like at their wits' end with their corporate job. They've started this floral business like within the last year, but really haven't like put the energy or effort to make big things happen. They haven't really been running a business. They've been playing with flowers and maybe playing with being a business owner by like putting up a website, but then really not figuring out how to optimize it, not making sure that your content in front of your clients, not doing your social media, not doing all these things. So you need to have the drive to not be a I play with flowers, that I am a floral business owner. So drive is a big part of the equation. Your threshold for patience is a big part of the equation. What happens, like I was mentioning, people like they've just started their floral business, but then all of a sudden something happens with your day job that you're like, I am done. I am going to launch this business because these people are ridiculous and they don't value me and F them and just on. I have been in the conversations of those rants. And normally somebody wants to just go like on the high dive board into a kiddie pool that they have no like really basis to know, because they don't have the weddings coming in, they don't have the bookings, they don't have this book of business already built or this forecasted book of business built. They don't have the foundational tools to make sure that they know that they're going to be able to support themselves, because they just want to get out. And that uncomfortability of what their job is doing to them right now makes them do crazy things. I do not recommend anybody go quit their day job without a path of replacement, a path of profitability, a path of you already kind of know how to successfully run a business. Now you are quitting so you can run it at a different level. And that different level is potentially replacing your day job income. And I ran a side hustle for a long time and was completely happy with doing that because I had a financially lucrative day job. I, you know, like, loved kind of learning about being an entrepreneur. Doing weddings like gave me joy. I loved the experience. I loved interacting with people. I loved setting up weddings. I loved flowers. I loved all these things. So that was like the driver, not that I need to go and replace. But when I got to the point that, okay, like I want to be a different mother. I want to be a different wife. I want to be a different human, and that does not involve me going and punching a clock from 9 to 5 any longer. Then I'm like, I need to figure out how to be super profitable, super efficient, and like that this is not a hobby. I need to treat this as this wasn't like I wasn't playing with flowers. And the level that I was playing with flowers to me, I mean, this is like I did 125 weddings in 1 year. While working full-time, before I had children. But there were years like kiddo, 75 weddings, working full-time. So my threshold is just I naturally am driven to work harder and to put in the work. And I think foundationally that helped me make the leap over to this is what I do full-time, or this is what I do as a mompreneur that is mom and florist kind of together and balancing those so that I can really live my best life, which is so cliche, but I live my best life because I get to be the mother, I get to be the entrepreneur, I get to be the wife, and I get to be the human that I want to be. And being a business owner is what has helped make that happen. But I had a runway. So building a runway for that transition is critical. And most florists fall short because they didn't build a runway before they made drastic decisions in their life, which basically broke the wheels off your plane upon landing. And I want bigger and better things for you. So if you want this to seriously work, this is going to be harder work, more intensive, because you are going to be doing two jobs. You're going to be starting a business and staying in your current opportunity until there's a point that you have a runway that is efficient for you to launch and make that transition up into the sky. And if you don't have a runway built, we will be back here again and the plane is freaking crashing. And I want so much better for you than that. So do you have a threshold for patience? Are you at your wit's end with your current job? Because if you are at your current wit's end, what can you do to make that manageable, or what opportunity can you change to that will help you be equipped to build your runway? And then building that runway is going to help you be long-term successful. Of course, having all the florist foundations, that is going to be immensely impactful. You need to have your foundations of your business in place. You need to know how things work. You need to know how to bid things. You need to how to do a workshop if that speaks to you. You need to know what revenue buckets that you're going to be having. You need to know what your profitability margin is. You need to know like how much things cost. How much does it cost to run a business with like a website and, you know, having QuickBooks and all of these things. Like that is a learning curve. And so that is part of the runway you are building. You are building your skill base. So you also need to want to learn. And if you want to learn how to start your business, I have a free challenge that is launching on March 11th. It is a 5-day challenge, but by the end, you will know how to launch your business in a way that like the foundation is set. The concrete has been poured in your beginning part of your runway. And this is a free challenge. If you want to sign up for it, it is the Floral Hustle or thefloralhustle.com/challenge. On that every day for that 5 days, I'm going to be coming to you and we are going to talk about like, you know, foundationally, just even how to set up your business, like the research and tools that you need to make sure that you're compliant with your state or with where you live. Like how to get a logo, how to get a website, like how do you do a website? Like all of those things are tools that I want to set the foundation for so that you can start building your runway and to make big things happen in your business. So join today at thefloralhustle.com/challenge. And I would love to see you there on March 11th. It is going to be so fun. It's going to be so impactful. And I just get excited for people who are really wanting to take their life in that next like step or that next direction. And this is where you are going to start that journey. So if you have started and you've also fizzled out, like you kind of went off, the plane landed on one wheel and went off the rails on the side, we can get your runway back and running again in this 5-day challenge. So I hope to see you there. Thank you so much for listening, Flower Friend, and you have an amazing flower-filled week. Flower Friend, is this you? Do you feel overwhelmed, tired, uninspired, and underpaid? If that's you, I want to help simplify everything for you. I want to be there to help you build goals, develop processes in your business for things to just feel lighter, all while building a path to profitability. I've been where you are, and I want to help you build the business of your dreams. For more information, check it out on our coaching page on our website at thefloralhustle.com or send me a DM on Instagram to learn more. Have a great day, Flower Friend.